Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, so yesterday on the show, we were talking about my son Barrett going off to summer camp. He's 14 years old. And
he's driving you to drink, literally. I'll say it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just the nature of being a teenager.
This year has been different in parenting.
A lot of boundary pushing.
Of a 14-year-old boy. And I don't know if this is, I'm not going to make a blanket statement and say all 14-year-old boys are like this. But
I think you can.
But I think a lot of 14-year-old boys are like this.
Girls too.
And, you know, we were conflicted because we're just feeling sad that he's going to be gone for 2 weeks, plus we're going off for a week, so we're not going to see him for like 3 weeks. But we're also very happy to get him out of our hair, as it were, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody texted in and said, well, I'd like to hear what 14-year-old Carson was like. And we said, what a great idea. What a great idea. Good morning, Dad.
Well, good morning.
Hello, friend.
Hello there, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I got some popcorn here, and I just can't wait to hear your stories about Carson at 14. The floor is yours.
Yeah, well, you know, Carson basically spent the summers with us at 14 years old because he was living in Florida with his mother. Mm-hmm. And we always had interesting times. The only thing I can, you know, that's about 43 years ago. So I can tell you that
it's been a minute.
Oh, come on.
He was a typical 14-year-old. He was a pain in the ass. And but the thing that he did is he always, I don't know, he seemed to beat up on his little brother all the time and his sister. So now he was a typical 14. They're great until a certain point, and then it just seems like that they go through that teenage years, and they're different people.
There was a lot of injuries around my siblings when I was around 14. So,
because of you?
Mainly caused by Carson. You know,
to be fair, one of them was not my fault.
How was he beating people up? Was he making them do things? What happened?
Well, he would take them somewhere, and they would, one of them was when he took our little girl who was like, let's see, how old was Alicia at the time, Carson?
She was probably eight.
What did you do to precious, sweet Alicia?
Took her on a little Boston Whaler and just for a little boat ride, and she laid up on the front, and then he went over this big wave, and she gashed her head, and we had to take her to the emergency room, and she still has that scar.
It's true.
Carson.
We were out riding the little boat, and we hit it. You know, it was my brother and sister, and they're like, oh, hit the waves. And she was hanging on to the cleat at the front of the boat, and we hit the wave in her face. And so we come back to my dad, and I was like, so we have a problem. And Alicia's got, like, my shirt over her head, and there's blood everywhere because of the water. The boat is covered in blood. Alicia's covered in blood. I'm covered in blood. They're trying to figure out who's hurt.
So let me ask you this. When Carson would then leave after the summer visit was over, did you breathe a great sigh of relief?
Oh, unbelievable. We smiled when he left. Now, he did play a lot of sports. You know, he always did that, and that kept him occupied. Wasn't girl crazy at the time. So, he was actually pretty good to as a teenager, mainly because we could send them back to his mother.
And there it is. Scarring your sister, sending you back to your mother.
It also happened with my brother, too.
What did you do to him?
Oh, yeah.
Me and Brent, we went out.
What'd you do to sweet Brent?
I didn't do it, but I was there when it happened, so I get to blame.
Richard?
We were at Ocean City, Maryland. We were there visiting family. We were going to the beach for 2 weeks. And we stopped at a little, I think it was my...
It was a state park or something.
Yeah, state park, and it was my ex-wife's family, but we stopped, and they were all there, and he took Brent out in a little, took him out somewhere, and he got onto some rocks, and he ended up cutting up his leg really bad. This is a holiday weekend, and we're going on holiday. He ended up with stitches, and of course... He couldn't go on the beach or in the water during the whole time of the vacation.
He still has that scar, too.
So what we've learned here is do not get in anything that has an engine with
or
Carson.
Or anything near the water. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to end up with scars, yeah, both emotionally and physically.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I love you, well, Pops.
Thank you for
love
sharing.
Love you, too. And, yeah, and happy belated birthday. We, as I said, we had a big birthday weekend. My sister turned 86 this weekend, and my niece is, her birthday was the same day as Carson's.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, she said 36, but.
Yeah, we're well beyond that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we miss y'all. Love you.
Love you too, Dad.
Kennedy, you too.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
All right. All right, bye. There
He's
goes
a
my
gem,
dad.
An
Richard.
Absolute gem of a human. God, who didn't you hurt, bro?
We were just out having fun. We were being teenagers. That's all.
All right.
It wasn't malicious. I didn't do it on purpose. We were just out having fun. Now, what do you think is going to happen when we have Kennedy's mom on the phone?
A lot of angst.
You think?
That's what I
think. Hers or yours?
Yes.
Okay. Kennedy's mom next on what she was like as a 14-year-old. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.